take a moment to set your soul alignment, not yet filling the room up with your heart energy. Just do your soul alignment, which includes your beautiful cylinder of archangels, and review for yourself what is your mission. Review for yourself what is your call to action. Review for yourself how do you want your audience to feel once you have delivered your presentation. Review for yourself what are the highlights in your inspire section, which includes your story. Review for yourself the points that you want to make that would fit into the educate, where you're giving them the highlights of what you are teaching them, which needs to be connected to your call to action, right? You know what I mean by that, because we discussed that in class number one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then you want to review for yourself how you're going to invite them to your call to action. And you want to review for yourself the motivate, how you're going to motivate them with urgency, and that's usually with some kind of a limiter. You know what I mean by limiter, because we learned that in section class number one, right?
Right.
Barb, do you know what I mean by a limiter?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then section number two is review. Once you've made your offer, once you've presented your motivate and the urgency, now you're wrapping up, like the last 3 minutes, the last 2 minutes of your talk before you walk off the stage, before you close the workshop. What would you say to them? So get yourself ready for that, including your cylinder of angels. I know I'm repeating myself, but I just want to be ultra, ultra clear. And let me know when you're ready. Take your time.
What you just said about the last 2 minutes before you close, is
yeah.
that in motivate, or is it in number nine, closing actions for all to take?
Number nine. We're talking about number nine. Yeah.